Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, and thanks for joining the podcast for the new all-age comics for the week of May 10th, 2017. It's the week after Free Comic Book Day. However, there is still lots of great new comics coming out the store this week, including Scooby, Sponge, Teen Titans Go, Batman TMNT, JLA, Ghostbusters Go Funko, and more. I just love talking in acronyms. It's funny because it's also a great week for acronyms, and this is Trey. Hello, how are you? Have you recovered from Free Comic Book Day and Star Wars Day all in the same week? We did. We made it out to the comic book store once, and we're going to go out again this week. Bonus, they will still have, your comic book stores, they will still have lots of free comic books still there. They'll have some Boom product there, probably some Bongo product, and probably some IDW product. So check it out and get some free issues. We get a couple of the extra issues that we already have, and maybe either give them to our kids' school, the library, because some of them are going to be okay for your school's library, so check that out, won't you? I mentioned the school library because, wow, school's ending for us really soon. So we've made plans for the summer. A lot of that involves some of the cons happening around because con season has started. And speaking of which, hey, MomoCon. Do you know what that is? If not, you really should, especially if you're anywhere in the southeast part of the United States of America. MomoCon is essentially, it's what I loosely refer to as an all-ages con that specializes in things for the family. It has night activities for those who are, for those teens or for those college-age kids, but in the daytime, this is entirely family-friendly. We're going to be going down to MomoCon to take some pictures, do some interviews, and we'll have, hopefully, some of the organizers from MomoCon here on the podcast so they can tell you all about it, because it really is a fascinating con, how it grew from a really tiny con into this big MegaCon, where now tens of thousands of people show up in Atlanta, and this year it's going to be May 26th to 28th in Atlanta. It's good fun, and you'll hear more about it here on the podcast. So what's new in All Age Comics this week? I will tell you, it's a fun classic week. You know, some weeks are like that, where it's just everything has a very warm home classic feel to it. Like, let's look at these comic books, why don't we? It is in the humor category. We've got Scooby-Doo, SpongeBob, and a trade paperback from My Little Pony. All three are classics. The only one that's going to be outside the price range is the trade paperback from My Little Pony, and that's going to be $20. Wow, because it collects hundreds of pages of Equestria fun and nonsense. That's going to be for the fans. However, monthly, any month, you can pick up any issue, rather. You can pick up Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? This week, issue number 81 comes out. Fabulous comic book. Only costs $2.99, so you really can't beat that. SpongeBob Comics, likewise. This comic book is really one of our favorite. In this one, I have to tell you that the premise for this, because maybe if you haven't seen one of the issues of SpongeBob Comics, you don't know why it's so clever. But on the cover of this issue, number 68, you've got SpongeBob driving his boat in a psychedelic kind of environment with a mushroom-headed person playing the guitar on the cover. And that's because in this issue, one of the popular bands du jour, Bob, there we are, except they call him Bobo, like Bob, SpongeBob. But it's a play on ABBA, because it has the circle with the O through it. It's clever, it's weird, it's fun, and one of the guys who is behind this also does Pix, the graphic novel that we recently really fell in love with, Greg Shigel, which I did not know. It's funny to see these writers of comic books, these monthly things that we know and love, produce also these fabulous graphic novels. It's fun stuff. It's SpongeBob Comics, number 68, out this week. Speaking of graphic novels and cartoonists, let's take a look at Invisible Emmy. Now, Invisible Emmy is a brand new original graphic novel from Terry Liebenson. And Terry Liebenson is the cartoonist behind the cartoon, The Pajama Diaries. Invisible Emmy has a plot and a premise that we are really in love with nowadays. In this book, we've got two girls, two middle school girls, who are the exact opposites. And then one day, something happens, as usually does in middle school, something dramatic and chaotic that, hey, it's a molehill, it's a mountain, who knows what it is. But someone drops a note, and this note brings both of these two diametrically opposed girls' lives together. I like the feel of this book, partially because we're in love with middle school novels now, because we've got some friends who have children who are in middle school, and I see the chaos that their children are going through. And that is one thing that I think graphic novels, and to an extent comic books, can really help them, because they see that, oh, well, other kids are like me, and this is kind of a weird time, and it's interesting. And we touched on this book last week, but this is Real Friends. Real Friends is from Shannon Hale. Really impactful, powerful, great graphic novel, Real Friends is. And Invisible Emmy looks like it's cut from the same cloth. That's why I'm kind of excited about this. And some of the critics also say that if you're fans of Smile by Rainn Telgemeier, then you'll really dig that. And Sisters, like I told you last week, that our 7-year-old now is reading Sisters, and he loves it. So check out Invisible Emmy if you have a graphic school, middle school person who wants to read something fun, to realize that middle school is weird and that kids are all different. Because they are. Now, this book is mainly in here for me, because it's not going to be for an all-age group, because it's going to require a lot of reading, and its subject matter may not appeal to everybody. But I say, if you like manga, comic books, or Japan, you may want to check this out. It's Japanese Notebooks, Journey to the Empire of Signs. Oh, now, the cover alone makes me fall in love with this. And then I look at some of the art inside it, and I'm like, yes, I kind of get it. It's awesome. What it is, this is a book / graphic novel, but it's also part memoir and travel notes. It's from an Italian graphic novelist who lived in Japan as a manga artist. So it's semi-autobiographical about his time in Japan. And the art is lovely, and I'm sure that it's going to have some behind-the-scenes insights into the manga industry, which is fascinating. It really is. Oddly enough, our neighbor's kid works in some large city in Tokyo. I forget exactly, not Tokyo, but somewhere in Japan as a manga artist. And he comes back maybe once every 2 years. I haven't seen him in a while, but when he comes back, I really want to pick his brain just to see, A, how he liked it, and what the work was like, because I've heard it's an honor to be in the industry, but it's also very laborious, and you will work upwards of 80 hours a week. Crazy stuff. So if you're into that, it's Japanese Notebooks, Journey to the Empire of Signs, and it's a brand new graphic novel / with an autobiographical twist. This week is all about the classics. And the superheroes are coming out in force this week. There are so many, there are more superhero books for the all-age audience that I've seen in a very long time, including this first one. It's from Marvel Comics, Marvel Universe, Guardians of the Galaxy, issue 19. This is the $2.99 comic that is cut from the Marvel XD show that your kids watch on Disney. Great stuff, all-age appropriate, with a price point you can't beat it. And a team of superheroes that are all up in the news. Have you seen the movie lately? Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Is it okay for children? Well, that all depends on your perspective. We saw it. We posted a little podcast and review of it. Ages 11 and up? Yeah. Without hesitation, go see the movie. Awesome. Parents, if your child is 10 or younger, you may want to think twice, mainly just because of the language. And I feel kind of guilty saying that, because over the weekend we saw Harry and the Hendersons, the 80s movie about Bigfoot. Really funny stuff. They find Bigfoot, they hit him with a car accidentally in the woods near Seattle, and they're like, oh no, we have to take him home and see if he's okay. Silly premise, but Harry comes home. Very funny movie, and it's a classic. It's a more kid-friendly version of Gremlins. That's what it is, because Gremlins can be straight out scary, as can Poltergeist. However, Harry and the Hendersons, family, family, family. Even with that, there were about 12 swear words in Harry and the Henderson, things that every time they said them, we had to say, don't say that, kids. Don't say that. He's a bad guy. Don't say that word. There are too many bad words in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 for parents to do that, because it would literally be every 2.5 minutes, don't say that, don't say that, and please don't say that. However, we have some friends who took their friends to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and they loved it. They're kids as young as 8. Your cup of tea, judge accordingly as to how your kids react to big action and bad language. It's Guardians of the Galaxy number 19 from Marvel Universe. Another one from Marvel that we really like. This is more for the tween audience. This is Miss Marvel, M-I-M-S, Miss Marvel number 18. This is technically rated T+, teen and up for Marvel through their system. However, I liken this to a less goofy and surreal Squirrel Girl, in that it is as, it's as great of a comic, it's just a different real-life slice. In other words, it's not as hokey-jokey, but it's got situations that teens are really going to be able to relate to. Young adults, because Miss Marvel is a young adult herself. It is really, it's a well-done comic book, is one of the best way to put it. It's not entirely action-oriented, so it's not going to target the action people. But you can kind of take a sneak peek at one issue and say, you know what? It's a great comic book, and it's going to be good for my kid. It's Miss Marvel, number 18. I think ages 14 and up will definitely identify with it, but it'll be okay for 11 and up. There are two team-ups that are out this week that are off the chain. They're great. The first one is Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. This is number 6 of 6, the last one in this miniseries from IDW and DC Comics. And this is great. It's template, near-perfect example of what a great all-ages comic book should be, because it takes two great heroes, two franchises, the Turtles and the family of Batman. So you got Batman, Robin, and Batgirl. And it puts them in a comic book that is action-packed, is real, but is still okay for ages 5 and up. It's Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, 6 of 6. It's out this week. Buy issue 6, or if you're just jumping in, wait a month or two and pick up the graphic novel, because it will easily be one of the best all-age comics of the year. Another one that's probably going to be in the top 10 at the end of the year is this one, Justice League Power Rangers, issue 4 of 6. Again, rated T from Boom Studios and DC Comics. Kind of disagree with that, because I would let kids as young as 10, without a doubt, read this, just because of the action. I mean, there is some real-world consequence, like, oh no, they're getting hurt, they're having a battle, but kids see that in comic books, and I think in this format, it's much more palatable to where you can demo it down, to where it's, you know, maybe even 8 and up. For example, our 7-year-old likes this miniseries a lot, Justice League Power Rangers. It's a fun mashup that presents the Power Rangers in a much more positive light than non-Power Rangers fans are used to seeing them. So in other words, if you got a Justice League kid and they think the Power Rangers are going to be kind of lame because they're in a team-up, they see the Rangers, they realize they're not lame, and this comic book is great. It's going to introduce DC fans to the Rangers, and it's going to reintroduce some Justice League fans to the Ranger fans. It's fun. Issue 4 of 6 is out this week. Now, the template for many people, according to Superheroes and All-Age Comics, is out this week in a new trade paperback. It collects issues 19 through 25 of the always dependable Teen Titans Go! Bum bum. We have grown to like this comic book much more than the television series. It's really fun stuff, and it's very, very affordable. Like, this 6-issue trade paperback is only $13 retail. If you buy through some of the links and save some cash, it's only $10.39. What a deal! So if you're going on a road trip this summer and you want to get something for your 6 to 9-year-old just to gnash on and read and keep them quiet for an hour and a half, since they can't use the video screen because it's broken, whatever, check this out. It's Teen Titans Go! Ready for action, trade paperback, out this week. Would you be so kind to leave a rating for this on the service that brought you here? If it's iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, whoever, your brother Vinny down the street. Hey, check out this podcast. who lives in Boston or wherever, if you would leave a rating, that would be super. So we could share this with more folks. That'd be great. Hey, we're also on Twitter. It's at Daddy Mojo. And in science fiction and action, there are two unique comic books out this week that are kind of similar. One of them we've seen before. It just took 2 months off, and it's back. Invader Zim. Love this series. Love this comic book more than the series on television that we used to watch. It's Invader Zim number 19. And why did it take a month or two off? I don't know. But Invader Zim is back, and he's camping. And craziness and world conquering will fail, but audiences will surely be enjoyed. Funko. Are your kids down with Funko? Are you down with Funko? If you are, pay heed to the comics from IDW this month, because it's Funko month on IDW, where the Funko style of, I guess, characters is going to invade the IDW comics. And it starts this month with IDW Ghostbusters Funko Universe. So you've got the classic Ghostbusters in a Funko style as they battle some of the classic Ghostbusters people. Oh, look! There's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So the stories are going to be the same fun stuff that Ghostbusters usually do, drawn Funko. And I'll be honest, we don't really get Funko per se, just because we don't collect things, but some of our friends go mental over the Funko style. So check it out. And also just keep an eye on any of the IDW titles, because they'll be Funkoized very soon. That's what it is. It is Trey for Daddy Mojo.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.